And when it comes to this year's presidential campaign, today's jokesters say there is no shortage of good material.
Well, how y'all doing tonight? Good, good.
I'm Elena Newport. I'm producer for the Capitol Steps, and we are a troop of former congressional staffers who run around the country doing song parodies and actually making fun of the people that once employed us. The party in power is always funnier. Party in power is always going to be the butt of most of the jokes.
I'm George W. Bush, the President of the United States. But on a more serious note, Vice President Cheney is going to help me out with my weekly geography briefing, all right?
You can't hang a joke on something that people don't accept as a notion about that candidate. So even the people who like George Bush and plan to vote for George Bush will laugh perfectly well at a joke about his intelligence.
Korea, Korea,
Korea.
Look on the map for North Korea.
I will keep them in check.
You're pointing to Quebec.
My bad.
Kerry is still becoming defined in the comedians' minds. Everybody, of course, knows that he has a rich wife. That's funny. Everybody knows that he over-explains things. We have one place in our show where John Kerry says, I've taken stands on both sides now. Even Democrats in the crowd laugh at that joke about John Kerry.
It takes guts to oppose a war. You're on the record voting for.
But one thing I can say for sure, I could go either way. I've taken stands on both sides now, on pro and con.
I was watching the debates, and I was thinking, you know, these guys seem kind of humorless. And I thought, what if the debate was strictly a joke-telling contest? What if they had to prove that they could tell a joke?
Senator Kerry, why did the chicken cross the road?
I've had one position on this chicken the entire time. Do we know why he crossed the road? Yes. Do we know why he did not make it to the other side? No. So I can't be much clearer than that.
Right now, Mr. President, your turn.
Well, I heard it and you heard it. My opponent just said, wrong chicken, wrong time, wrong road.
I think one interesting thing we've noticed this year is, well, 4 years ago we had a song called I Want a Brand New Pair of Candidates. It was about how no one cared about either Bush or Gore, no one liked them, no one wanted to vote for either of them.
Oh, I want a brand new pair of candidates, someone like Martin Sheen.
And this year we tried the same song, same premise, and this year that song didn't work at all. But maybe it's because this year you've got people who would vote for a ham sandwich against George Bush or a ham sandwich against John Kerry as long as they weren't voting for George Bush or John Kerry.
So electable, that's what you are.
In the year 2000, we had written two shows to perform on election night or the day after election. One of them if Bush won and one if Gore won. And we could not do either show. We had to quickly go back and write songs about butterfly ballots and hanging chads. And this year we may have the same dilemma. But I guess this time it will probably be touchscreen voting that we'll have to go after, won't it? What rhymes with touchscreen? We'll have to think about that.
Elena Newport is the producer of the Capitol Steps. To hear some of their songs and the long version of their debate parody, go to npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.